Well, I had just a little bit of time, so I hope it's something we can work with, but.
Yeah, I have the same. It's you have a lot of new information. Down and do you have a lot of new information?
Well, I heard that there was a new component, speech recognition component, which was
That's true.
pretty much up to standard, so we might use that. I put that in my drawing, but again, I did not have that much time, so.
I have a lot of different. Well, we have a complete list of everything that we can use. All the components that are all available.
Okay, that's just super. Let me just. You need to start it up first, okay.
Well, second phase is actually was on. Everybody knows what we're talking about, so. Take the last minutes of last meeting again. Again, you get your three presentations, see what you came up with. So, too bad we don't have any finance information apparently, so. It's too bad, so then we'll just have to go on all the information that we have to make the final decision on a conceptual design, so. Anyway, we discussed last time, we'll remember that. We have to keep the electronics size in mind, same goes for you. If they have an easy design with big buttons which are durable, and there are people who are actually willing to spend money to get more features, and among those features, also the screen open recognition are very popular. So we have to make a move on that area, I guess. Especially when the new component is applicable in our product, will be fine. Anyways, well, DevTech is an important, and that's what I just wanted to consumer. We aim for young consumers, so that's fine. And actually, yeah, we did need some more data on finances, but yeah, we still don't have it. That's too bad. And we need to, we are going to implement the beacon and the flashlight to recover your remote, so. All these interchangeable covers, apparently, which will make it a more fashionable product. So. Drawing decisions, anyway. So we'll have to do this after the movie presentation, so I'll just close this one now. Let's see.
Okay, what's.
There's lots to tell, you had a lot to go on, so I'll let you go first.
Okay.
I mentioned before, every feature for remote control needs to have their own operating electronic devices. Then, warning, there has to be a chip in our remote control, and the chip requirements needed for a normal button is just a simple chip. Scroll wheel, regular, and LCD is an advanced. Of course, this is more expensive than this, so we have to decide on that. The available components for energy are, we have a basic battery, a hand dynamo, like in old torches. You have a kinetic provision, then you have to shake your remote control to get energy, and you have solar cells. I suggest that we decide on that one immediately. Then I have all this, so. My personal favorite is the kinetic provision, because.
You provide enough energy?
I think so, yes.
Also, if we were to choose the LCD option?
Yes.
Would you give us energy? Okay.
Because I had information, you take remote control, you pick it up at least 2 times a day. So then it's already shaken and gives.
Is that enough? Because I don't really see people shaking their remote control before using it.
Kinetic energy because they move all the time, I'm sure. I mean, remotes lie still, I think, like 99% of the time. So I don't think that's a. The other options were solar cell, I don't think that's applicable.
Other options are solar cells, hand dynamo, and basic battery.
What does the hand dynamo? Oh, sorry.
Rechargeable, maybe.
Only basic. Okay, but I think it's
rechargeable. Everybody knows how to use that. It's common, so, and it's available everywhere. So
yeah, but I think this rules out our units, our rechargeable units. This is really, really basic, battery, normal battery.
Yeah, it wasn't in the options of rechargeable.
Okay, that's no.
Okay, yeah. For sure, could place rechargeable batteries, but that's up to the consumer himself. So.
Okay, but then we don't offer rechargement function.
Well, it's not in the list, so we cannot choose from it.
Exactly. Right. Next one is curving. We can make a model that has one curve, two, or three. And
curves being?
course, the more
Of the remote control
Exactly.
itself. Okay. I was thinking along the line of one curve. I'll show that in my design.
We'll get back
So
to
we'll get back
that.
to that.
I think one
Yeah.
curve is
But
fine.
water rate implication
Depends on the user.
more curves, it gets more expensive.
More expensive.
Okay, so I think with the equity that we have there, it's two curves. It's more expensive.
Okay.
And I believe even that the number of options we have on putting things in it goes down
Also decreases, okay.
exactly.
Material.
I have to offer plastic, rubber, wood, or titanium. If we choose plastic, we cannot choose solar cells for energy. If we choose titanium, we cannot use more than one curve. But we don't have as
One curve only.
Okay,
Which is
I'd
wrong.
go for plastic because I have a couple of curves in my design. Well, let's just
Let's
get back to
Okay, I'll
that.
I think we can rule out. I'm not sure we can rule anything out. We'll do that later when you get your design.
I think wood is not an option either.
No,
Yeah,
wood's
wood
not
is
an
not an
option.
option,
No.
but it's not as cheap. We can, yeah, you can change the covers anyway.
My personal thought was rubber, because I had an email, I believe it was from you,
Yeah, keep in
and that's
mind that
for.
it's fall. Remote controls fall a lot on the ground, so you don't want it to break. You either have rubber edges or a rubber remote control that's very durable. Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be unbreakable because we
Doesn't have to be
do
unbreakable,
need
but
to keep selling these things.
it's not supposed to, yeah, break after 1 year or
Okay,
something.
well
But they do fall
that's
a lot.
definitely true.
I think we have to decide on this anyway, because if we make removable covers, it has to be one of those materials. We have no more on this.
Because, well, will rubber actually protect the remote control itself? Because
Well,
it
yeah, for example, if you take hard plastic, it falls, it might crack. The rubber kind of
Yeah, but then you
doesn't
buy
do
a
that.
new cover, but
But you're
rubber.
it's the entire cover you're changing. Not the
Are we
remote control.
focusing
No,
on
we're
the
focusing very much on the covers now. I think it's
but
just now we're going for the basic design. If we want to expand our options to be fashionable, then we can get changeable covers. But I think the basic thing, let's just rule out wood for now. And make it wood.
But are we focusing on the younger people or the elder
We're
people?
definitely focusing on the younger
Younger,
people.
okay.
That was
Yeah,
our
that's kind
main goal.
of dense.
Right. And I proceed, but I need to know after this meeting. So
Okay, then.
Okay.
We will.
Interface. I have four things to offer. Normal push buttons, of course. We have a lot of expertise on that one. We have a large history, our company, on push buttons. Scroll wheels, those can be pushed as well, although that is more expensive. Liquid crystal color display, and okay, and if we use rubber, I already mentioned that we can only use rubber buttons, so rubber can only match with rubber. Which one of those are we gonna use? Push buttons, that's I think
I think,
basic.
yeah, of course we're gonna use, but
Yeah, of
we
course.
would go on the thought of a scroll wheel, actually. Still deciding on what could you use it for. Maybe
I
for
think the
volume
channels.
control. Channels, I think that would be annoying because it might accidentally scroll into another channel. I think a push button for channel would be better. I mean, for volume control, it's a smoother motion. You can just increase or decrease.
Yeah, but is it really necessary? Because a
I
normal
don't think so.
push
I haven't
button
seen
can do that job.
But
But
the
I'm sure
younger
you really
people,
need one.
my investigation turns out that the younger people want a little bit of material that is spongy.
Matching, yeah.
And
I think
so
a full scroll wheel. It's not that much. If you take a
Yes.
normal scroll wheel without the pushing, then it's not expensive. We can do that.
But why
Yeah,
would
but
you
why
need
would
one?
we use it?
We don't need it,
Yeah.
but it's
If
a
anything,
design
why
element.
why put it here in your if it's not something people are looking for or is useful?
Yeah.
I think they are looking for that. Because we
Are
have
they?
a young target group, so they might find that
Scrolling?
Yeah, but if it's not useful, I don't think it gives an extra function to the remote anyway.
Okay. So push buttons we will use. LCD screen.
Perhaps I
What do
have
you get
two
out of an LCD
different
screen? Is it expensive? Does it
I only know that if we are using that, we need an advanced chip in it, and that is more
And how
expensive.
much more expensive is that?
I have no idea. I have no absolute numbers.
Okay.
Not absolute numbers, but it's just more expensive and takes more room, I suppose, in your
Yeah, but I
design.
don't think room is really an issue.
Don't think it's an issue. Okay. Well, let's go for, let's say, because it is very hot in our target group, I think we should take into consideration to build an LCD screen.
I have two designs, one including an LCD screen, which is basically the deluxe edition, and then I also have a standard edition, which we can also choose
So you
to
have
develop two.
functionality but
Yeah.
lacks the LCD screen.
Exactly.
Okay.
But we'll
Maybe we'll pick from that. Just combine everything later.
Okay. Electronics, the first one is the chip. That's no longer an option. It has to be an advanced one now, because we have less instruments.
Yeah.
Then we have an infrared sender. I think that's
basically it.
Otherwise, it's not a remote control. Mm-hmm. And we have the sample sensor and speaker, the voice recognition thing. Are we going to do that?
Well,
yeah,
I got.
It's expensive, but apparently even.
I only have a relative.
Well, what was exactly what you got on the?
I got an email that it's relatively small.
It's small, so we can implement it.
Yes, let me just.
Why if it's small and we can implement, why shouldn't we?
Get back.
That goes on much
more. What was the last number? How many people were interested in voice recognition?
I
know it's hard for different countries, of course.
The most of them.
Program it yourself, I suppose. Your own voice.
More than 60%.
More than 60% of the people would like
mean of 70%, I think. I have to look it up.
If it's small, if it fits, if people like it, why not?
But don't we have any information about the scroll wheel, if people would like it?
No.
That's strange, because that's the same story. It's not necessary. Like an LCD, but it's just, it adds something to the...
Yeah, we got some data on people that actually are interested in that. And I don't think the scroll wheel offers new functionality.
And the most
whereas speech recognition and LCDs do offer new functionality.
But I think we now already have to implement an advanced chip.
I think so, because if you're going, maybe if you have the two editions you want to give out, probably have one with speech recognition. And
well, they basically can have speech recognition. I mainly focused on the LCD aspect.
That's okay.
Because you wanted to see them, right?
Did you have all the materials or anything?
Yes, this was the last one. Yes.
Okay, so just go for the design from now. Have a seat for a second.
So this is basically the deluxe edition.
Why is it square?
Why is it square?
Because
it's designy. It's basically, it has some futuristic tension, yeah. I don't really know, but I just thought that in normal remote controls you have like smooth curves and this and that, and this is something new, this is something different, something fresh.
That's true.
And basically what you can see here is that it has a little, yeah, let's say gap, which you can put your finger in.
Okay,
so you can hold it really comfortable. That's basically the idea.
It's only right hand and then.
Or left hand. It doesn't really matter. As you can see, this is the remote control. And you can't really see it that well, but this is the LCD screen. So just imagine it goes that way. Then you can see you can hold it in your left or in your right hand. And I also made a quick image, because I did not have that much time, of the standard edition. Which has basically, the keys are pretty much the same.
These are probably the number keys, I suppose.
Yeah, I had to do this really fast, so excuse me for the inconvenience here, but as you can see, the keys moved.
Or you can work on the actual
console. Yeah. So these are basically the two types we have. So if we were to select the LCD screen, the transmitter here, you can see the lights.
Different design, so it's actually making a whole different product instead of two different models. I think it would be very expensive. Two whole different
Well, we can shift that, but normally, as you can see there, we put the number buttons right on top. Whereas, because we had the LCD screen here, we had to move them downwards. So, what you could say is that.
Why did you pick the numbers all the way below and the channels?
Because these are basically the functions you use the most. So if you hold it in your hand like this, you put your finger in the gap, this is the most easy part bit for zapping, because people are zapping most of the time. Okay, so that's pretty much which I had in mind. As you can see here, this can be space for extra keys, which is be design thingies.
Maybe it's better to look at what the people want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for young people. Investigation turns out that most people want look and feel like it's the same as before, but it must be a little bit fancier than the look of it. The second important thing is it must be technological and innovative. So does the LCD screen is perfect, I think, and not.
Speech recognition.
Yeah, that's very important. And the third thing is, it should be easy to use, so not too much buttons and channel selection. I think that's what you showed is perfect. And what the young people want is in Paris and Milan, it showed out that the fruit and vegetables are trendy. Mm-hmm. You see it in the clothes and everything. And the contrast of it must the buttons must a little bit spongy material. So rubber, I think that's the best.
Then rubber would be the best as a material,
yeah.
Indeed.
So
if that is the.
We were focusing on the younger people, so the elder. Yeah, they wanted a little bit of wood in it, and but that's not important.
It could be a cover, but it's not.
Yeah.
Our focus is the young audience, so let's stick to that.
Yeah. So I thought a mix and young classic remote with.
I think in this case you're moving the focus on the
younger
because
that's why.
That's what we're focusing on. So I think the spongy feel gives us rubber.
With a fruit,
apparently
cover or something.
Maybe also. Yeah, I tend to disagree with the sharp form. If you're saying fruits and vegetables, maybe it's supposed to be a little more round.
The form of a vegetable or a fruit.
Yeah, but that's just more a seasonal, a trend thing. The idea now is that you can put a cover on it, for example, with fruit-like shape or whatever, but not... Next year, it'll be something completely different, and then you have your apple-shaped remote control, which is not trendy anymore. So I think that's more something you can focus... Well, you can... What you can do is smooth the edges, indeed, but that will bring extra expenses.
Maybe just make it into a smooth curve instead of just a sharp...
Just all fruit and vegetables around, so it's better...
I think there needs to be a little. I think it's too sharp. The edges are too sharp. The bottom is fine, of course. If it's square, we can just make it the top a little rounded off on the sides. So.
I think according to my information, this would be two curves.
That would be
we
two curves.
One right, and that disables. What was it again? Something that we cannot do that.
One curve. You could also make a curve.
Well, we've got like one curve here for the gap, and we could have one here. No. But I'm just because you mentioned that more curves, the more expensive. So I'm just taking that into account. Well, we picked rubber, right? So basically what we can do is make these edges a little bit less sharp, but the problem then is that it will start to resemble the remote controls as we have them today. We were looking at something fresh, something trendy.
Well, actually, we're setting ourselves apart by technology alone, actually.
these are what they call the curves. This side.
Okay. Okay.
Like that, not really the curves on the side.
No, no, this is what they,
Okay, so that's basically it. So
now,
we
of course, now I understand why they have more, like, why the curves decrease the size of the electrons that can be inside.
Okay.
I think the outside would be called as a curve.
Yeah.
Designs fast anyway, so.
But you can make if you want to use fruit in that.
Okay.
But isn't the fruit like a cover thing? Because we.
Well, you shouldn't focus on the mostly on the cover because a lot of things we came up with shouldn't be too really too much.
No, but
if
we put that directly into the design, we limit ourselves extremely because that's just for one. Seasonal trend.
This one because the edges are really stick out on both sides. For example, if you have a basic design a little smaller on the edges, you could put more covers on it. One with square or sharp corners.
Okay, so that's probably.
Round it off a little, I guess.
Because you just like it to go a little bit more like this.
I think so because it looks leaner.
Okay.
So we decided on what do you guys want to know again? Because this is
Did you present everything you wanted to?
Yep.
Okay.
So if we can make a conclusion. We have decided so far.
We still need to decide on a couple of things you needed to know.
Energy, regular batteries.
Yeah.
The chip is advanced because we have the advanced features. The case will be rubber, I suppose, with the design we talked about. I think we call the components separately what we want. Apparently you guys should work together on the final design, both on internal and external design. So yeah, should probably find out how the product will fall into the market, how that's gonna happen. With the final design as we have it now. So
Yeah,
of course you got your specific instructions as usual. So I think we're pretty much in agreement actually, which is good.
Are we all in agreement about the primary structure of my design, except for the edges, like the keys? Yeah.
So what your design would be? The lights would be on top, right? One on each side.
To create a kind of disco effect when you. That was basically what.
Is it the lights for finding remote or the lights?
Lights for the finding of the remote. We can also use one light for showing that the signal is being sent. But
I think that would just be simple LED or something. That's not that important. Of course, it's just a matter of a beep. If you just know that there's contacts on it, it's important.
So we have the teletext we have here, we have the mute LCD screen, this is the on-off button,
and speech
recognition, I imagine that pretty much over here, that you could use it like this, and speak to it. Then you have the extra keys, so teletext, mute, two buttons which can be pretty much anything or nothing, we can also just not use them.
See.
Main controls and a keypad.
Yeah.
One light here. Just make it red now. Many colors.
We'll be fine.
Square buttons or round ones? Personally, I would prefer round ones.
Yeah, but that this was just in the design, because if I had a square design, so I had square buttons. But in that case, round buttons would be more appropriate.
So we take a round power button right here. Whatever. That's a black. Not too big, though.
Yeah, the left one is teletext and the right one is mute, and these two buttons are or not necessary or...
If we go for round buttons in general, do we want the menu key in the middle to be round? For example, if you place this here, I think we'll go with the triangles there.
Yeah, the triangles would be best indeed. I personally think that a round button looks a bit silly, but...
Sure, just came out with it. This aligns nicely, so... Okay, we'll just take the round button, I suppose. The square button, sorry.
Does everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
I prefer a round.
You prefer a round?
Extra button here, of course, for yeah, like you had for the higher numbers. And you could include a button here for the mute, I suppose, or something else, just to.
Yeah, you can, but it's not necessary because.
It's not necessary because you can take this away, but there looks like there's a hole there, just to mirror the effect.
We could put our logo there.
What about a button for your favorite channel?
Oh, that could be that.
Either here.
With the extra controls
here, for example.
Well, now it's getting a little bit too crowded up there, so. So it can basically be the button down below or one of the four buttons up there, because.
One of the four.
One of the four is better, I suppose.
One of the four.
Because it's a little bit confusing to have 12 buttons down there, because you're only accustomed to 11, I'd say.
Accustomed to 11? Okay, either way. I mean, I think this looks
good. Oh, we still need an OK button.
Missing, for example. I mean, why would you include there's a piece of electronics under there anyway, so why don't you give it a function?
Well, you could also shift the two buttons to be nicely aligned.
Yeah, I don't think because this is zero, you want zero to be misaligned with the rest. Anyway, so this is the basic design we want to have. I don't know, what are we missing?
Well, we're pretty much missing an OK button, but we have a button up there, which is still free, so...
The remote to be this the side view, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
When it's straight or what? Just keep it at this. So it would be like this. You want something interesting with it? Or like here? Maybe it's boring. You want it curved or what?
Well, I think it looks better curved, but that's probably a...
We'll give it to design problem because we have...
It can be curved.
It can be curved because that, yeah, it's a little bit more trendy to be curved. Hmm?
I was going to hold like hands over your hands a little bit.
Yeah.
That's well balanced and you don't stroke.
Anyway, so you want to go like this?
Yeah, sometimes.
Stop the curve here or continue
I
it?
I think continue.
But it pretty much looks like a banana. It's fruit.
You get a free one with every pack of Chiquita.
I can screw trade off for them if they can have their logo on.
Well, they can design their own cover.
They might
we could set up a marketing agreement. Won't that be a problem with the LCD screen?
Yeah, so because it's the biggest part of the
yeah, but the LCD screen probably needs quite the chip.
I think this is possible.
I think it's possible.
Okay.
I think it's the best place, yeah, you could also put them here, but...
It doesn't matter, you can actually place a chip for the LCD screen in at the bottom and wire it. That's
okay, that's not a problem, okay. I think we get the idea.
Any other comment? What are we missing here? Something a speech regulation. Where do you want the microphone for them to be? On the side or on the
on basically the idea that I had was it to be pretty much in combination with the transmitter because you can talk to it like this. Well, the email said it was a quite a small component, so I don't see that.
So the component can be somewhere at the bottom, and we wire the microphone up there. Anyway. Yeah, it could either be here or make a double microphone. One mic.
It is, I believe, also able to talk.
It's able to talk to you.
It's
a sample sensor and a speaker sensor.
Speaker sensor.
The speaker sensor we already have, but I don't know what they exactly mean by a sample sensor. Could it talk back? Like, give confirmation or something? I think it can. I think if you have a
well the
mission component, then
I think so, yeah.
Speaking
I think
component is not that hard to put in email.
Yeah. It could be integrated into an LCD screen, which you can navigate with this, I suppose. Navigate through everything.
Yeah, but do you actually need the remote talking back?
So the flashing of the beep, if, well, if you could, you know, you could put a speaker or something on
at
the side
back, yeah, like that, or at the side, which is fine. So what's basically the idea, sorry, now, we need to stay here and work out that.
what I got was that you're we're gonna work on our own because you're gonna do the market analyzing. I'm supposed to do the little work on your end report, so the project report.
Okay. Well, I suppose we'll.
Everybody satisfied with the current design we have?
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
it's supposed to be
pretty
red.
Much.
Well, I think
right.
The remote control is going to be black. We forgot to talk about. I mean,
right.
the company colors are important, frankly. So we have the logo up there.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to base color is black?
That was
yellow. And yellow, of course. We can use yellow buttons or yellow navigation or whatever.
I would change. I would take a yellow.
Yellow, yellow control. It's
to have it flashy. To have it's flashy.
Yeah, but when you use covers, it. Basically, easier to have a neutral color on the base.
Don't stick yourself on the cover, because...
No, we're designing the remote control now, but taking that into consideration, it's better to have a neutral base color than to have a flashy...
Yeah, but the info, I think we should go with the company color, because it's specific info that I got for Project Borg, so...
Young people want a trendy remote control, so...
It's colorful. Black cover with yellow buttons. Or vice versa. And I would say take a yellow cover from black buttons.
It is more trendy, that's
take
definitely
take
true.
Take a yellow, take a yellow control. See, we can do that onto it.
Basic colors, blue, green, red.
Yeah, we have too many colors.
You know what?
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Not
going
to do this.
Right.
It's up to you guys.
Be different.
Do less a nice design for the next meeting.
Yeah.
All happy now.
Still don't have a scroll wheel, though.
Where would you like to put it?
I'm not sure. I have no clue what we could use a scroll wheel for.
You could use it for the channels and for the volume, but
no,
it has no real added value.
But it's not because it's functional, but it's just to add to the design, to have it flashy.
Yeah, but if it has no function, then...
Scroll for channel selection or volume.
I think channel selection would be annoying because it's just you can scroll past the channel.
Let's run it, and we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Oh, okay.
What do you want? In or out?
Basically out. I don't see the.
You are out.
No.
Okay.
No scroll there. Okay. I don't think we're missing really.
Did you have all your answers?
I have all my answers.
Okay.
It was going to be an issue at the first time we started. That was going to be a cost issue, which material we were going to take relative to the advanced chips or anything, so just do whatever you like.
I don't know what the material, but I don't have information on that. We've chosen rubber.
Rubber's not expensive.
No,
definitely.
But can we make yellow rubber?
You make yellow
yes, you can color rubber,
color.
Yeah.
And you can make yellow titanium.
But we
can make yellow rubber.
We don't use removable cover? No.
You can make for example, it's just something you can clip on it like that. Apparently, it's not something we're working with in the business.
Maybe later, maybe we can.
Yeah, it could be. It can be done.